Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with the USDA report for the week of August 29th. Well, today I'm going to start out with a 2014 reporting of fall seeded and forage crops. This reminder is going to be put out here many times in the upcoming months, but to remind producers that when they have perennial forage crops, such as any grass or hay or alfalfa or pastures, they must submit a 2014 acreage report for those crops by December 15th of this year, or 2013. This also includes any fall-seeded wheat or other fall-seeded small grains that you may be going to apply. This date is also the same date that crop insurance agents will use if you're carrying any federal crop insurance on any of these 4-H crops. So this is a big change for this year or this last year, but last year we extended that to June 30th. For 2014, that date does not extend. So right now, the December 15th, 2013 date is etched in stone as far as when you have to make your 4-H reports for certification at the FSA offices and your crop insurance. Again, we will be reminding you of this several times because this is a change and it's going to take some time for everybody to get used to it. To be eligible for farm programs, and all acreage must be reported for that farm, including these crops and any non-crop land such as the hay or grazed grasslands and covers, and it is important to accurately report them with the intended use. So again, December 15th, not coming up right away, but bear it in mind, if you're going to have forage crops for 2013, you will need to report those by December 15th. You can begin to report them at your FSA office anytime in the near future that you might have a chance. Another thing I want to remind everybody of is on spousal signatures. Husbands and wives may sign documents on behalf of each other for FSA and commodity credit programs in which either one has an interest. This option is automatically available unless we have a written request for exclusion at the county office received by the staff. There are exceptions, of course, to this rule where spouses may not sign for each other, and that would be some place where they may have a partnership or a joint venture or corporation or other entity, and then they actually have to have authorization from the entity authorizing them to sign. So automatically, FSA will accept spousal signatures unless we have written documentation that this one spouse is requesting that the other not be allowed to sign on their behalf. DCP and CRP payments will be coming out sometime after the 1st of October. The CRP payments will likely come out first, sometime beginning in that first week of October, and the DCP payments will generally begin the second week of October. So you could be watching your bank statements during this time period to monitor the receipt of those 2013 payments. The payments do come out of Kansas City and not out of the local FSA offices. So monitoring your online banking is the quickest way to know when those payments have been deposited. An item very critical to the successful transmission of these payments is to be sure that FSA has been notified of any banking changes that you may have made in the last few months. So if you've made any changes and are wondering if you have informed FSA, just give us a call so we can double check to make sure that we have the correct bank or the account number or whatever information, that it is up to date and that the payments will be transmitted to the correct depository account. Several participants are taking part in the CRP managed haying and grazing. And just as a reminder, as soon as they get that managed activity completed, they should report the extent performed to their FSA office. We need to have that certification of practice completion by October 1st so we could make the 2013 annual rental payments. And as a reminder to all those participants making hay, the bales need to be removed by September 30th, and all livestock must be removed by that September 30th date also. For more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs, you would like to know, just feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, we can be reached at phone number 712-563-4261, extension 2, or you can call any of your other FSA offices in which you do business with, and they can give you the same information as we can here. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA Report. Tune in next week at the same time for more updates, and we'll talk to you then.